visiting with Pleasantville head girls basketball coach Allison Price to talk about the very start of their season so far. Coach, I know you guys just played the one game and you ran into a very tough opponent with the number one team in the state, Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Can you kind of walk me through that game a little bit and, you know, if there were some things that went well?
Looking at first half to second half, we had some freshman players who started. Obviously, first varsity minutes for them. And we look at our first half, and obviously, offensively, we just didn't score around the basket like I anticipated that we were going to. The shots weren't falling, or three outside shots weren't falling. And, I mean, that's frustrating as a team. If you look at Eddyville, and, I mean, they shot over 50% from the field. They made everything inside. I mean, their shots on the outside looked good as well. And then looking at their second half, just looking at the stats, and we came out in our second half, we had more offensive threats. We made our outside shots. We made our baskets down low. You look at the points that we allowed in the first half and the points we allowed in the second half, and we really just honed in on our defense in that second half, coming out knowing what we should do defensively and what we need to stop, especially those two Schaefer twins. I mean, they're tall, they're athletic, and knowing that we can't allow them to get the ball as much as they did in that first half. And that's kind of, we just honed in on that second half of what we're really supposed to be doing offensively and defensively, and we just saw some more success in that game.
You know, was there any advantage, though, of seeing a team like UBF in the first game of the season that more than likely until postseason play would be the best team you see this season?
Yes, for sure. I mean, they have some athletic girls, and they also have a good shooter on the outside. So, I mean, knowing that you have more than one girl that you've got to stop offensively. We switched and we played a lot of man-to-man defense, which we didn't last year. And just knowing our man-to-man principles and understanding like that we still have some work to do defensively to be ready for our postseason play. I mean, and Eddyville showed us what we are successful in so far, but also things that we need to work on to have a good end to our season.
Do you feel like this season you'll be able to find some balance of, you know, keeping the ball around the perimeter too and getting some good outside shots, but also getting into the post as well?
Correct. Yes. I'm super excited for that just because we have some more outside shooters and girls willing to shoot the ball from the outside other than just Joelle. And I feel that we have really honed in this season so far on just ball movement, that we have to get touches in the paint, whether that is to Hope, whether that is to Taylor Perkins or other girls that play that high post or low post, that we have to get ball touches inside the paint, and that allows us to then have open shots on the outside. So I just continue to tell them we have to move the ball as much as we possibly can, make that defense work, and then our outside shots and inside shots will fall.
You know, going into finishing up, you know, you had the one game this week, and then going into next week, you guys have a busy week with three games. You know, how do you kind of prepare for you know, starting that season out and with the one game this week, but then going right in and playing three games next?
Yeah, I mean, like I tell the girls, I'm like, we were thrown into the fire next week. I mean, we got three games, two back-to-back. And I just keep telling them that we have to focus on what we're good at and what the roles of each player are. Watching game film. So, Melcher and Wayne played last week already. So, I mean, watching that film and being able to kind of scout what they are doing. And that's the ability with the new huddle thing and getting to see more film this year with the new state law, which is really great. And I've really encouraged girls to just really take advantage of that and watch as much film as you can and be ready for that.
You know, as you kind of, and then on Friday, you guys get into your first West Central Conference matchup against Earlham. You know, obviously it's the same with any team, but do you feel that when you know, for example, if you play a team like Earlham on Friday, you know, that you are able to build off of maybe what you saw a little bit from them last year since they're a familiar opponent?
Yes. So bringing back everyone as well, I mean, that's something that we know what Earlham's going to run on offense and defense, and just being ready for that, knowing what players that they return and the players that they return that can score offensively and are strong defensive players, just being more aware of that, making sure our scout teams are running what Earlham does and being prepared to start our conference play at home with hopefully a win.
Yeah, and we've talked about bringing back the entire team from last year. Do you feel like, it, even in practice, that it has been a little bit of seamless, you know, with the girls knowing each other so well and being familiar with what you guys did last year.
Yes, I mean, it has been. It's been great. I mean, I can call out a drill and the girls can just get into it right away, which saves me a lot of time just from teaching, but also makes our practices more productive. We can get in and get out, and they just stay focused pretty well.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. You know, best of luck Tuesday against Melcher Dallas.
Yes, thank you so much.